We are going to take a look at what is going to be facing teachers and indeed students from next week, because children will be back at school and TikTok and messages in the classroom will not be. The government's cell phone ban kicks in from term two, mandating that schools must ensure students don't use or access a phone while they're attending school, and that includes at lunchtime and at breaks. There are some exemptions for health, for learning support or special circumstances. So how are the schools going to enforce it and how will the children cope being separated from their phones? Kate Gainsford is the chair of PPCA, the Secondary Principal Council, also the principal of Altea College in Porirua. With me in the studio, kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, Susie.
Thank you for coming in. How are schools going to be enforcing this? What have you been hearing from principals about how they're going to put this in place?
Well, secondary schools have been working on this for some time, well before the policy was announced. So there's a range of practices. We have this interesting concept in New Zealand of self-managing schools. So there is a range of ways in which the policy will be enacted. But, you know, largely, they have already, secondary schools have already moved on this.
Mm.
Prior to term two starting.
Mm.
And it looks very different in different schools.
So what's the kind of the range that you see? You know, what do you do, for example, in Porirua College, and how does that differ to some other ones that you've heard of?
Well, I'm at Aotea College, so it's slightly different to Porirua College.
Sorry.
But still.
Yeah.
Well, I know that the range is quite wide at the moment, and it may be from term two that the gap might narrow. But at the moment, I know of schools who have taken, one school, who has taken an extremely detailed approach, and from the start of term one this year they issued a regime of levels of non-compliance and the detention levels that would be reciprocated or be attached with that, and issued teachers who were on duty with bags to collect any phones that were seen, and hired a person to administer the process of the phones being confiscated.
They actually took on another staff member to implement this.
Indeed. So that's at one end. And at the other end, a school who, well before the policy came in, was implemented a process of the students in a secondary school popping their cell phones in a pocket in each classroom with the phone turned off and the camera turned away, and then being returned at the end of each lesson, but not having any rules necessarily around interval and lunchtime. And that school, one of the schools that's operating like that, is continuing with that with board approval. So they've taken an educative approach to their interval and lunchtimes rather than they all have to be locked up somewhere.
So when this comes in, will schools be able to actually take phones off students? Because I guess if this has got the weight of government policy behind it, that's going to have some heft.
Yes. Schools have always been able to impound from time to time, and it's been made clear that schools have that option available to them. Most times schools try and work that through with understandings with parents in their community, that, you know, there's a point at which you have a conversation and it is educative, if you want to put it that way, and then there's a point at which you might say, well, actually, this young person really isn't managing their cell phone well enough to be trusted. So they have to earn that trust back, and in the meantime that phone's not going to be available because it's either not going to come to school at all or it's going to be handed in at the beginning of the day. But you can't have something handed in at the beginning of the day and handed back at the end of the day in a secondary school for a school of, say, 3,000, because that's that's half the day gone.
Yes, and it becomes unworkable very quickly.
Yeah.
What responsibility do parents have here? In terms of not getting in touch with their children during the day and recognising that that's something that will go away.
It's been really interesting because this is an adjustment for schools and for the young people themselves, but actually also for the parents and caregivers of those young people. Because we do have instances, and I think in all schools where there are phones being brought to school, of students contacting their parents and parents contacting their students. And sometimes that can be for really important things, I know that I've had a conversation with a parent about a member of the family who's seriously ill and the family wanting to be able to be in touch with their young person quite quickly. Mm. We have said, that's mostly kind of fair enough, but actually if a family is in the situation where they're about to be delivering quite alarming news, we would rather that came through an office and someone was there rather than delivering it to someone in the middle of a class.
Yeah.
So parents have a lot of adjusting to do in this, yeah.
Now, there is certainly an element that some phones are used as devices within the classroom, especially if children don't have laptops or, you know, their own bring-your-own device situation. What's going to be done then to make sure that the phones are actually being used for sort of academic purposes as opposed to TikTok?
Well, that's an interesting thing, because the three kinds of exceptions to the rule are that a registered teacher, so any teacher can say, please get your phone out. We're going to time the number of seconds it takes for the earthworm to move from the sunlight to the shade, or we're going to video your biomechanics for PE or whatever. So any teacher can do that at any time. And there are some things that schools can do to reduce the access to Wi-Fi and data through the network of the school. If students have their own data, then that becomes tricky. So you can't actually ban technology. This is a fairly blunt tool. You can't ban technology. Students will use their laptops more. They use smartwatches. They use all sorts of things to get on, and you can use the network to limit it within limits.
Yes, I was going to ask about what the ways around this could be, because we've all been teenagers. We've all experienced rules and then worked out what the workaround is. Yes. Things like smartwatches are going to be tricky. How do you anticipate the students actually being able to deal with this to the extent that some of them might try to have workarounds?
Well, I think it is natural to expect workarounds, and that's been happening all along, really. So there's a lot of benefit in the process of having the conversation with parents and students around the reasons behind not having the cell phones in class, because it's not a ban on technology. There can't really be a ban on technology.
Is it something that's going to cost schools? I mean, I guess the school that you were talking about that's specifically taken on a member of staff, clearly that's a cost. But
yes,
more generally, is this something that is going to place a cost on different colleges?
I think that would be fair to assume that. Certainly principals are being inundated with lots of products on the market at the moment to support this initiative or this policy. So from pockets that, and lockable cabinets and all sorts of things. There will be undoubtedly some costs attached to that, and there's certainly costs in terms of time, because there's a lot of time taken with the conversation with families and communities to explain the purpose, and the purpose is laudable, really. The embedded message in the policy is good. We're trying very hard to protect teaching and learning time. That's what schools were doing before this policy came along, really, because they'd implemented and were managing cell phones themselves.
Interesting stuff. Thank you very much for your time today and for coming into the studio. That's Kate Gainsford there, the principal of Altea College in Porirua, also the chair of the PPTA, the Secondary Principal Council.